From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For the first time in at least a decade, Sacramento is reporting a drop in people experiencing homelessness. Last week, the latest point-in-time count results showed a 29% decrease in overall homelessness across Sacramento County, as well as a 41% drop in people who were unsheltered. Point-in-time counts are done every other year. They're mandated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, which determines federal funding for local governments. But this decline in homeless numbers in Sacramento has drawn some mixed reactions. A major homeless services organization, Loaves and Fishes in downtown Sacramento, believes the data doesn't match what they're seeing on a daily basis. Meanwhile, local business leaders are celebrating the findings, but say that curbing homelessness is still a long way to go. Joining us to help sort through the data and the reactions is CAP Radio homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Vicky. It's good to be here.
Okay, so this was a big drop according to the findings. Was this expected or was this a surprise?
You know, I think a lot of people were surprised, but I asked the people who run the count about that. I asked Lisa Bates. She's the head of Sacramento Steps Forward, her organization. She said they did expect a reduction, but she also said she was surprised to see this large of a drop.
Yeah, I mean, we had Mayor Steinberg on following the release of these numbers last week, and he said something to a similar effect, like yes and no when I asked him if he was surprised by the steep of a decline in reported homelessness. So what gave them that, even that confidence of a yes or no, or even expecting a drop at all, even if it was, they expected it to be marginal?
Well, they had a few reasons for why they think the numbers went down. One, they say, you know, the city and county governments, they're working together much closer than in the past, especially after signing this partnership agreement a couple of years ago. We have reported in the past on their lack of cooperation to solve this problem. And then two, our region has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in recent years, much of it from the state and federal governments, in new shelter and housing options. Officials say that money has translated into an 84% increase in the number of emergency shelter and transitional housing units compared with 2020. And so those are considered the right now solutions for addressing the problem. There was also a 40% increase just last year in permanent supportive housing placements. And these are the housing units that government officials and experts on homelessness say are really at the core of solving homelessness. They offer both a stable place to live and the services that formerly unhoused residents need to find a job, to get connected with healthcare, and to stay housed.
Do you think when you talk with advocates and people who deal with this on a firsthand basis, do they believe that this pretty steep decline is just a one-time drop, or could it be part of a larger trend?
I think that that's one of the biggest unknowns. Bates with Sacramento Steps Forward said she's hopeful it's a downward trend, but I don't think anyone really knows. I think it's too early to say. Advocates for unhoused residents are worried that state and local budget shortfalls could wipe away this progress. As my colleague Kristen Lamb has reported, the city of Sacramento is dealing with a large budget deficit. And of course, on the state level, Governor Gavin Newsom, he's proposed cutting $1 billion in local homelessness funding to close the state's budget shortfall.
And as we've discussed multiple times in the past, when it comes to these point-in-time counts, volunteers go out, they canvass the county, and they count the number of people experiencing homelessness. And sometimes those individuals will want to be interviewed and do a survey that helps organizations better understand the circumstances surrounding homelessness. But at the end of the day, this spans 2 days, and it can be a controversial count. A lot of people think it's just a conservative estimate. Some people just don't even think it's an accurate measure of homelessness. So how have local organizations that address homelessness responded to these latest findings?
Well, you're right. There's definitely skepticism here. The numbers in a report, they don't always match up with what groups are seeing on the ground. The response that stood out the most to me was from Sacramento Loaves and Fishes. That's a nonprofit homeless service center that's operated for decades in the River District north of downtown. They say the reduction in homelessness found in the report does not in any way reflect what they're seeing at their campus. Here is Shannon Dominguez-Stevens, the director of Mary House, a shelter for women and children at Loaves and Fishes.
You know, my first reaction upon seeing the numbers was, there's no way. It's really hard to believe that those numbers are accurate just based on the day-to-day experience of serving the unhoused population here at Mary House and at Loaves and Fishes as a whole. So it seems unbelievable to me.
And I would imagine that Loaves and Fishes, they also track the number of people that they are serving, right? So what kind of numbers are they seeing?
They do track these numbers. In 2023, they saw a 6% increase in the number of guests served across all their programs compared with the year before. They also saw a 20% increase in the number of meals they served. This is a campus where, if anyone's been there, lines form early in the morning. People rely on Loaves and Fishes for breakfast, for showers, for things like sleeping bags and tents. Here is more from their shelter director, Dominguez-Stevens.
The numbers are clear for us. The numbers and our experience of just witnessing people coming onto our campus, it's very clear that the number of unhoused people is growing in our community. And there certainly is, you know, we understand there's work that is being done to increase housing inventory and to put up, you know, shelter beds and all of that. But we can't reconcile such a large decrease in the count with the number of beds that have been put up in the community and also the stories that we're hearing of people losing their housing. So it just, the math is not mathing for us.
Yeah, okay. So Loaves and Fishes has been a homelessness services provider for decades. I mean, they're a longstanding nonprofit in Sacramento, and they're painting a very different picture of what they are experiencing on a day-in, day-out basis. So how are Sacramento officials, other advocates, organizations, what are they saying about the methodology behind this point-in-time count? Is it possible it could be wrong?
Well, Lisa Bates and other officials with Sacramento Steps Forward have defended the count. They said their methodology was the same as the count in 2022 when the survey found a 67% increase in homelessness. In fact, they said they had even more volunteers out counting this time, about 600 people this year compared with 500 people 2 years ago. But they have acknowledged that these surveys, they're always undercounts and that it's impossible to get a precise measure of every single person who is unhoused. At a press conference last week, Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg was asked about the accuracy of the count. Specifically, he was asked how people should reconcile the findings in the report with the fact that we still see homeless camps on sidewalks and in parks across the county. Here's what the mayor said.
Well, I trust in Lisa Bates and Sacramento Steps Forward in the same way that I had to reluctantly agree with the count when it went up. I mean, you know, you live with the tough news and you celebrate the good news and the progress. And the methodology is sound and there's no question, you know, I know that people, because we hear a lot, one of the things we hear now is that things feel a little bit better on the streets, that the encampments are a little less. And so that reflects some of the public sentiment as well.
And the way that this point in time count is done, it's done essentially the same way every other year, which I think is good, of course, in the one hand, when you want to compare to prior point in time counts, but things evolve and change. So could there have potentially been unintended potential undercounts?
Well, there are different theories on this, and I don't think anyone has an exact answer. But one possibility is that this year, some unhoused residents, they're now setting up their camps in more remote, harder to find areas after being required by law enforcement to break down their camps on sidewalks and more public areas through greater enforcement. Nikki Jones is with the Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness. She told the Sacramento Bee last week that she believes the forced removal of camps led some unhoused residents to scatter and hide, and that That's one reason volunteers did not count as many people.
And during these counts, as I mentioned, individuals, if they're experiencing homelessness, they do have the option of participating in an interview, sharing their personal experiences, taking part in a survey, and which is all optional, but people do participate in this. So one of the questions that are asked is asking people experiencing homelessness how many times they're required to move. What did you learn from that data?
Right. The survey, that question has been asked in recent years. This year's report found nearly three quarters of the people surveyed said they had been forced to move and find a new sleeping location during the 2 months before the count. 2 years ago, a smaller percentage said they'd been required to move, about 60%.
With the lower population count in this year's report, is there a concern that Sacramento will ultimately receive less funding for homeless services? Because this is a mandate. This count is mandated by the federal government. It determines funding for local governments.
Right. And Sacramento is hugely reliant on federal and state funding. The city and the county have opened shelters recently, but the money is coming from other sources. Lisa Bates with Sacramento Steps Forward told me the overall population that reported in this count, the fact that it's going down, that is one factor the state and federal governments will look at to figure out how much money to distribute. But she said it's only one factor and that the region's performance, moving people into shelters and housing, is also a key factor. She said, based on that, she thinks the Sacramento region will actually get more money for services.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio reporter Chris Nichols about the reactions to the latest point-in-time count results, which found a steep decline in Sacramento's homeless population. Chris, you also spoke with members of the business community. Robert Height is the president and CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce. What was his reaction to the point-in-time count findings?
He told me the results are something to celebrate. He was also very clear that homelessness is still a severe problem across the community, including for local businesses, and that he understands why some are skeptical of these findings. I asked him what he wants to see Sacramento city and county governments do to ensure more progress is made.
You know, we need their continued partnership. In this conversation, we need continued investment into services, enforcement, policing. There's conversation now within the city budget to, impact, some line items related to the police. Well, we need them when there's situations going on. And it's unfortunate because, as I think back to growing up, what I knew of the police then to what they're doing now, they're tasked with so much. And so we don't need to cut some of those services. What we need to do is look at continued investment into those areas to continue to provide support in that sense. I mean, we all recognize it's inhumane to have individuals, succumb to their addictions on our streets and living on the streets with their families and things like that. So again, we need continued open dialogue and partnership in this, and it to be one of the top priorities.
So in that clip, Height is referencing the city of Sacramento's budget. It is facing a shortfall of tens of millions of dollars. The city council is expected to approve its budget tomorrow. And one way city officials plan to balance their spending is by eliminating vacant positions, including some in the police department.
And of course, Sacramento is not the only community in California struggling with a crisis of homelessness. They also have to conduct a point-in-time count as well, just like Sacramento County. So how does Sacramento's numbers compare to other surrounding areas in Northern California?
Well, Sacramento is definitely not the only place that saw a reduction, but it was one of the biggest drops across California. Looking at nearby counties, a combined count in Yuba and Sutter found a 10% drop 1 year ago. There was also a recent 6% decrease in Placer County, a 2% decrease in Nevada County. So there have been declines, much more modest than here locally. The Bay Area, San Francisco saw a drop of 7%. Santa Cruz County saw a reduction of 22%. But I think notably, just Just south of us here, San Joaquin County saw the opposite take place. That county recorded a 160% increase in its homeless population over the past 2 years, up to 4,700 people, according to a report released last week.
Wow. Well, Chris, thank you for sharing those voices in your reporting.
Thank you, Vicki.
Chris Nichols is Cap Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter. We've been talking about the latest point-in-time count results, which showed a 29% decrease in Sacramento County's unhoused population, as well as responses by the city, the business community, and homelessness advocates. Up next, a new exhibit in Sacramento is in an unlikely place. It's at City Hall. We'll learn about the exhibit When I Can. It showcases the work of artists who are also parents, caregivers, and guardians. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.